coming down here to talk to us, because of course this is going right across Canada. Before we start talking about the show, I got to talk about, of course, the Grammys. How you guys feeling being part of all this? You turn around, you're seeing Adam Lambert, seeing Kevin Rudolph. Like, everybody's down here today.
It's scary exciting.
Oh, it's so great. We're just thrilled to be a part of it.
I mean, are you guys looking forward to running into anybody? I mean, because this is, of course, the biggest music award in the world.
I want to meet Remfu from LMFAO.
He does.
Yeah, Animal Print Pants Out of Control.
I would love to meet Lady Gaga, but not if she's wearing the meat dress.
Oh, my Lord. Wait a minute. So you guys are basically looking to hang out with basically the craziest people in music right now.
Oh, yeah.
Well, look at the TV show we're
Why
doing.
Why be boring?
Of course we like crazy people.
And let's get into the TV show. Congratulations on this. But folks don't know a lot about this. You got to explain this, because it just premiered, just a little while ago, right?
Yes, yes. Exactly. Well, I was approached to be on the show, and I had never seen the show. Mm-hmm. So it was a very interesting experience for me, because I had no preconceived notions of anybody.
Right.
So I really took all the girls as they presented themselves to me, and it was sort of interesting to get to know them all and see how it all unfolded.
Well, how did that work out then, from not knowing to discovering? I mean, what were your thoughts? Because the camera's on you throughout this whole time and everything.
Yeah, it's hard. It's a very, very bizarre thing to be a part of. I, in my former life, before I had kids, I was an actress, and being in scripted television is a lot different than reality. You know, everything you say, you just have to be so careful. A lot of times I felt like I was walking on eggshells, because I was like, oh my gosh, if I say this, you know, and it's very hard. You really have to relax yourself into it and just be yourself and put it out there and see what happens.
What do you think? How did she do so far?
She did great. You know, she was unbelievable. Very natural. For me, I've done a lot of reality television as a surgeon, but never as a person. You know, here I am, a husband of one of the new Real Housewives of Orange County. And, you know, I can't just speak like a doctor. I have to speak like a human being. I'm not used to that.
I don't want to know if you want to call it misconception, because people always think either scripted or the people who are involved in this are spoiled. And all we want to see is just the, you know, the fighting, the, you know, all that crazy stuff.
Well, I think the whole thing about reality television is that it's conflict and resolution.
Right.
And people want to see other people, you know, in different kinds of situations.
But good or bad, that's just it. Most of us want to see the bad.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I think that's probably true. I don't know. I just think, for me, I like seeing I like the Beverly Hills Housewives. Mm-hmm. And I like watching it because they dress beautifully. And I actually like the parts where they're actually supporting each other and being good to each other, because in my life, I have friends like that. And I feel like it's so great to show other women that you can have these kinds of mature, supportive relationships. That's not to say that you don't have fights, but it's nice to see that.
But what we're seeing, is this a true reflection on yourselves?
Oh, no question. Well, it depends how they edit it. If we look like dumb jerks, no. If we look amazing, oh, it's exactly us.
Well, but Terry's exactly right. I mean, Terry and I could sit here and have an hour-long conversation, and you can pull out some phrases and make us seem one way, or pull out some other phrases and make us seem the other way. So time will tell. I feel like we're very much ourselves.
Yeah.
Obviously, when you're put into a situation that's not in your usual life, you act maybe a bit differently, and everything gets heightened with the cameras around, for sure. So there are elements of that, but in general, we were ourselves, and, you know, we'll see how it all gets edited out and how it unfolds.
I cannot wait to see this, especially when I sit there. I know that. I don't know.
Well, when you see it, you tweet to me and let me know what you think.
At Twitter. Where can we follow you guys? Where can we follow you? What's the Twitter?
@HeatherDubrow.
And I'm @DrDubrow.
I will be following. Thank you so much, folks.
Thanks for having us.